the voice of the BYU baseball team right here on ESPN 960, the one and only Brent Norton. Brent, how are you doing?
Hey, Dusty, good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing well. Doing really well. Good. To join Talking BYU. I'm excited to talk BYU baseball with you and just your thoughts of this team. Such a hot start to the year. And baseball is like anything else. It's such a long grind that you're never as good as your best 10 games. You're never as bad as your worst 10 games. There's something in the middle. Is that what we learned about this team this year?
I think so. You know, Cougars got off to an incredible 18-1 start. We're just on a roll, hitting just offensively, they were unbelievable, getting some great pitching. And you know, you knew that they were bound to hit some bumps in the road, and they certainly did. And you combined that with some injuries, and then at the end of the year, just didn't swing the bats as well as they had early. And like you said, in baseball, you just never know from day to day. And Cougars still, I think, deserved a bid, 37-17. An incredible year, and just unfortunate. Lost a couple straight in the conference tournament, got knocked out, and a lot of the pundits that were out there writing about the NCAA tournament mentioned that they felt like BYU was the last team to get eliminated out of the tournament. So Cougars were right there, needed a couple more wins. I would have loved to seen this team with their full complement of pitchers. I mean, really, they lost three of their top five guys there in the last month of the season, and they really did well in my estimation with what they had. I mean, they were kind of winning with smoke and mirrors there at the end with their depleted pitching staff.
You talk about the pitching staff because that really was the linchpin for the year, right? Do the Cougs have enough pitching to get through what is it really grueling when you get into conference, just those series? And that kind of ended up kind of spelling their doom a little bit.
Yeah, the three-game series, just a prime example of that was that last series at home against Santa Clara. Again, Michael Rucker picked up his 11th win of the year in game one, was outstanding. And then Cougars had a couple of starts on Friday, Saturday. Guys couldn't throw strikes, hitting batters. Both starters only lasted less than two innings in those two ball games, but offensively they just battled their way back and kind of willed themselves to win, and the bullpen did a pretty good job, but kind of caught up with them in the conference tournament. They faced a couple of guys that threw really well for them, the Bailey kid from Gonzaga and the kid from Pepperdine, but it all comes down to pitching. I don't care what level you're playing in baseball. You if you've got good pitching, you're going to be in every game, and we saw that at the end.
Let's talk about some of the guys that are moving on from this team, and because there are a lot of guys coming back. But talk about Hayden Nielsen moving on and some others. You walk us through some of the guys that we see leaving this team, Eric Urey, and kind of their prospects and your thoughts on their career at the Y.
Okay. Well, Nielsen, unbelievable. I think he ended up with 212, 213 starts for BYU. When you think about that over a four-game or four-year career, I mean, he started basically every game from the day he walked on campus and just continued to improve. Hayden Nielsen, outstanding career. Eric Urey played 1 year of JC ball and transferred up to BYU and had a three-year sterling career. Urey over 50 RBIs this year in 50 games. Outstanding defensive player. The two guys I think that are going to get drafted and are going to be playing next year at the next level would be Brennan Lund, who hit 400 for BYU this year. Outstanding defensive center fielder, can run like the wind. He's going to get a chance. This kid's got all the tools. He's kind of a four-tool player. Doesn't really hit great with power, but can do everything else. And he's a junior, so he's draft eligible, and I'd be shocked if Brennan was back in the Cougar uniform this next year. And then Michael Rucker, of course, he was the guy on the mound this year for the Cougars, ended up 11-1, outstanding, All-American accolades for Rucker. There's no doubt that Rucker's going to get drafted, and unless something crazy happens, he'll move on. Here's a kid, the amazing thing about Rucker, and I think what really impressed the scouts was not only his velocity, 92 to 94 pretty consistently, but I'll never forget a couple of weeks ago against Santa Clara, he was throwing 94 in the seventh inning after 100 pitches. There's not too many guys that can do that. and he has outstanding just natural movement on his fastball. I think he gets into the pro game, gets with some, you know, additional coaching, pitching coaches that can help him. I think Rucker has a chance to be a great pro player. So I think those four guys or three guys are going to be gone. Hopefully Jurie and Hayden will get an opportunity. Hopefully they'll get drafted somewhere and you know, be able to go out and kind of live their dream. But pretty sure Lund and Rucker will both get drafted and they'll both sign this year.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of happens with, as you said, Brent. So Brent Norton, the voice of the Cougs right here on ESPN 960, joining us, talking about the BYU baseball team, the year that was, and kind of looking forward. Let's spin it forward. You got, you know, Peyton Henry, as a kid coming in from Pleasant Grove High School. We'll see what happens to him in the draft and what he chooses to do. But one of the best young players to ever come to BYU, back troubles, that being Kyle Dean. What kind of update can you give us? Do you know about Kyle and the prospects of this team moving forward?
Yeah, I think Kyle is excited to be back. He tweeted out after the season, hey, we're going to be back and we'll make a regional next year. Outstanding talent. Unfortunate set of circumstances this year for Kyle. He's only able to play in a handful of games, but he's the real deal. And I'll tell you, Dusty, this freshman class, 10-12 deep, led by Keaton Kringland, who was all-conference freshman of the year, kind of came out of nowhere, young man out of Cedar City that I think he ended up hitting about 370 for the year. Great defensive player. Well, you can just go down the list. Schneeman started at third base, Daniel, the last 20 games of the year. Again, outstanding freshman. And they've got a great freshman class coming in, as you mentioned. When you recruit good freshman classes, you're kind of on pins and needles until the pro draft happens because you never know. You never know, and that pro draft is coming up next week. So Mike Littlewood, the kids that he has recruited for this year, I think he's got three or four of them that he's kind of waiting to see what happens to make sure they're going to be in Cougar Blue next year. But that's when you know you're recruiting the right kind of kids, is when you're watching the draft and you're hoping that these kids are going to make the commitment to come to school.
Absolutely, and that just shows the future of the program where it could be heading. Well, Brett, we appreciate you talking about baseball, but why don't you talk about Lube Doc as well? Things are going really well for you on really your bread and butter.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, we're proud sponsors there of the TK show. And Dusty, you're stepping in for TK this week. But, yeah, we love our affiliation with AM 960 and Cougar Sports. And Lube Doc out there on 131 South State in Orem. I'm the owner. I've been the owner for over 30 years now. And we'd like to say that we fast, fair, and friendly service to all of our customers. We've got a great clientele and would like to open it up to others, Cougar Sports listeners, and come out and mention that you heard me or you listen to the TK show or AM 960, and we'll give you an additional 10% off, even if you bring a coupon in and get a discount, we'll give you one on top of that. So we love our relationship with AM 960, with Lube Doc, and also BYU Baseball, and appreciate all your guys' support.
Well, we certainly appreciate you, Brent. You do such a great job. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about this team. This is a program on the rise. BYU Baseball, you put in the time to now see the fruits of the labor of all you've done, being the voice of the Cougs for so long, and the future is bright with Mike Littlewood and the Cougs. Thank you so much for everything you do, and again, go visit Lube Doc as often as possible, get your cars taken care of, and let them know that you heard Lube Doc right here on ESPN 960. Well, Brent, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good day.